We've been real drawn to the New Jerusalem, the heavenly city, because I love nature and the outdoors so much. But this city is magnificent. I mean magnificent. There's not a point or a place in the heavenly Jerusalem or beyond throughout the eternal reaches of heaven. Wherever you are, you can see that throne. Jesse Duplantis was right. You can see that from wherever you are in the deep. I still think I prefer to be a little child running along the sandy banks of that river barefooted. So many wonderful and beautiful saints walking a trail about halfway down a kind of a gorge with the river. Everything is reflected and reflective. The light from the thrones of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And yet one body, one heart, one mind, one spirit. And Christ, Jesus, his body. Wow. It's amazing. Heavenly city. Lavenders and blues and a bow over the Trinity of all the colors in the prism and beyond, layers and layers of every kind of angel you could imagine, and the souls as far as you can see spreading out from that throne as if going toward it, that there's a soft and subtle worship. Like a whisper in the wind and the atmosphere. Wherever you are, there's a harmony and a beautiful music to it that just seems to flow and ring. Sometimes the throne is up, sometimes it seems to go down or settle in different places. It's wow. And yet there are times that I'll look at that throne, like right now, and see nothing but what he presented at the Last Supper. Take this, all of you, and eat of it. John 6, when the Lord says, my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Sometimes it's this beautiful light that's just dazzling, pristine, not only reflecting off of everything, but permeating everything it touches. The different hues and colors. I mean, you can look up forever and ever and ever. And that doesn't even include the different dimensions. And I mean, it's just endless. Eternal beauty. Fresh. Fresh, fresh, fresh. Like on a late spring, early summer morning. Just a fresh, soft light and a fresh soft mist right down to the very drop or droplets of water on the leaves, and yet it doesn't feel humid. It feels wonderful. Really. I thought maybe I was looking toward the left, from the left of the throne, like out west, in a westerly direction toward the throne. And yet, whatever direction you're in, or whether you're up or down or what, rolling hills and cliffs, I mean, it's like this amazing heavenly forest right smack in the middle of the city. And there are others, rivers and lakes and the ocean to the south. The water does come from under the throne. It does water the eastern plain. It does pour out into the sea, into the south. And yet, even though there's water and land, wherever you are in the presence of God. I am in the presence of God. I can't deny it, day and night, whether it's pain or pleasure or what. And this beautiful celestial wedding banquet that I talk about, and it's all outdoors. But the table is exquisite, the furniture royal, beautiful. Mother Claire saw glass goblets that were shaped like tulips. And I always see golden lampstands, and yet there are chandeliers that are just suspended here, there, and everywhere in the air. Some hover and adore, some kneel and bow and adore him, them. Beside the throne, I see our mother, my mother, Mama, Queen of all heaven and earth, with all that has been and will be and is created. There's such a strong creative pulse that permeates, and yet soft and smooth. Everything glistens, and yet it has wonderful depth. The bark on the trees, the grasses, the bushes, the underbrush, this living water that flows from that throne. Living water, as if at any minute it could lap right up to you. And yet, as smooth as glass on the surface. I saw Mother Claire and Jesus a while ago, and they were skimming across the surface of the water. Even though the river's running, skimming across the surface of the water in a, like they were on the ice. you know, skating, dancing, skimming to a beautiful, regal and royal waltz, wedding waltz. And I do see a ladder every day that's up to the northeast, northwest, I'm sorry. And our mother, and she's appeared at different times holding the child Jesus, and still layers and layers and layers of angels, and there's a ladder. From here to white steps going up to the top where she resides on a queen's throne. And angels and saints coming and going, coming and going. With her love and her attention and her prayers spreading out not only throughout heaven, but she's a mother. She loves her children. She's a lot like Daddy. How could he ever reject the souls that he sees as he freshly breathed us out of his heart? I would say there's a very, very creative side to him, because he's still creating and we're still learning and we'll always be learning. And going out with our daddy to explore the adventure, gather the treasures, and continue to create the heavens and the earth. Every day here, we can't put time to eternity. The impression that I see and feel, sense it, almost smell it, and cut it with a knife is so thick. I mean, how do you put in human words eternal things that always have been and are and always will be, and yet just as fresh and untouched as a painter? A master painter putting the finishing touches just on one painting alone, on one piece he's working on, or a symphony master putting the delicate, beautiful, bright, and deep, full, low tones to the symphonies and the string symphonies that seem to be in clusters here and there. At this point, the bridegroom, Jesus, all dressed in white, embroidered with gold, has come down those steps with an entourage. Only waiting for his bride. The most beautiful, heavenly, universal, wedding that you could ever imagine. But without him, without our Father, without Jesus, without the Holy Spirit, and yes, our mother, and so many, many, many angels and saints throughout the centuries. And yet, begotten before the beginning, when God hovered over the great and vast distance before anything was. I'm in love with this city. Waterways throughout the city, gardens, floating gardens. I mentioned a while ago, I think, you know, patches of things like lavender with their leaves yet growing on the water, in the water. Though it's a river, it does run, and when you're in it, you can feel the water running against your legs and feet, but it is just like glass. It's so still on the surface. And it's not just gold and silver and puffy white clouds. Like, everything is right here. Sometimes voluntarily or involuntarily, your eyes will focus in close on something that's far away. Savannas, deserts, forests, lakes, rivers, trees, lagoons. Very, 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 very tropical and blended in. He does love to blend. The master blender. Wow. Every desire is fulfilled instantly. And yet, the happiest we'll ever be, if we've been in heaven for ten thousands of thousands of earth years in time, it's as fresh and new in this moment as when he first created everything. Literally back to the garden. Only going forward and up this time, not down and backwards. As if the fall had never happened. Someone once said, "Oh, happy fault of Adam and Eve that we could experience his salvation." We are a royal family, a holy priesthood, a people set apart. We just are. I mean, souls from every tribe and nation, race, color, ethnic background, whatever. trees just copiously loaded with fruits, trees, plants, shrubs, the most aromatic of flowers that if your mind could even stretch to imagine. The sights, the sounds, the colors, the fragrances, the textures of what this is like. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all of this. All creation worships you. Waves of soft, gentle, loving, deep, sincere, heartfelt worship. In waves, just comes in waves across this crowd of souls around the throne. Palaces, regal stairways, and yet so, if I could say it this way, so green and so clean and so fresh and so untouched. Lie down on the grass. It doesn't matter how long you get up and the grass springs right back up, fully alive, fully fragrant. You pick a fruit or a flower and pop, another one just comes right out in its place. Berries of every kind, melons, summer fruits. Everywhere. As I mentioned in Chronicles and Kings, Numbers, summer fruits. For me, I love and always have loved jungles in the tropics. Whatever your heart's desire. And yet, you're like a little child playing in the sand. And you know that even though you're having such a good time, you're constantly drawn back to your parent. You get up out of the sand. If he's not already there playing with you, whatever age you seem to be, as you become like a little child. And the children of heaven have no adjustments to make whatsoever. They take to the air, to the water, to the forest, to the mountain, to the trees, to the plains, to the savannas. And then to right in the lap of our Father on the throne. And my wife is correct. Our daddy has, our Abba, our daddy has the heart of a child. He's like eternal youth, although he looks to be of unending age, wisdom. The Holy Spirit can come and go freely. There's nothing to block him whatsoever. If There are atoms in heaven. Every atom is filled with God's presence. And all eyes are constantly bringing Jesus to the forefront. Every heart, every desire. The desire of the everlasting hills. It's Him. And yet there He is with an apron, serving the guests at this beautiful, beautiful banquet table. He and His bride are serving the guests at the banquet. They should be out in the middle of the floor dancing. And they are sometimes. It's upside down from everything we think. So it would be simple for a child. No preconceived notions, nothing to get used to. It just always has been. And for the rest of us, this quick pilgrim trip, this flash in the pan, it's so temporary. Daddy breathes us out. We simply kind of dip into this earthly existence and we come back out full, happy, fulfilled, contented, satisfied. But every everyone, because they also are the same. Thank you, Lord, for your holy presence wherever we are, whoever we are, and however we are at any given moment. Even though the dark memories are erased and every tear is dried, if it were possible to look back at those sins, our God yet stood beside us even when we transgressed, backslid, fell away. He never left us. He never will. It's just not His nature. One comparison that I could make is, it's as if being in a grand theater, watching a play, getting up out of your seat and walking down, stepping up onto the stage and no longer watching the play, but being part of the play. Not only watching the dance, but becoming part of the dance with Him, with Jesus. So majestic and so royal. And you can't believe your eyes when you look at your wedding garment. Shoes on your feet, a ring on your finger, a crown on your head. And to hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And just watch Him spread His arms, sprawling across all of heaven, and telling you, "Take a good look. All of this is yours. Everything I have is yours. And my child has come home. My child. My beloved. My bride. This precious, precious soul. We breathe out from the deepest part of our heart is home where he belongs. It's home where she belongs.